guardians, crystal keepers, gym lovers, and rock hounds. Welcome to There's a Rock for That. This is the show that is all about crystals, gems, and rocks of all varieties, where we will explore the folklore, metaphysical properties, and healing applications of the stone people. I'm Pterodactyl, and I welcome you all today, whether you're here to connect with the Crystal Kingdom, or discover what your rocks are about, or even sail the mystic seas to the land of dragons, where fairies greet us and unicorns gallop through magical forests to sacred stone temples. I'm so happy that you are all here to share the experience today. And today we are definitely going to sail the mystic seas to the land of dragons. We are going to be talking about dragon stones. As our crystal guest, our featured stone today will be these dragon stones. And I have to tell you, I had the best time in the world. A couple nights ago, I got to spend some time with a good friend who happens to be in town, Bubbles, a.k.a. Inez Wyrick, or Inez, a.k.a. Bubbles. I just love calling her Bubbles. But she has come into town with these beautiful and amazing stones that she is going to be doing a presentation of this weekend here in Amarillo on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Hilton Homewood Suites off of the I-40 Access Road. And she is also going to be doing a presentation of them on October 10th in Virginia. It's going to be in Front Royal, Virginia, at the Mountain Mystic Trading Store. And she did presentation of them in Wisconsin, I think it was last month as well. So these stones are traveling around the country. If they come to a town near you, you definitely want to go check them out. And I had so much fun sitting down and talking to her. If you saw the blog post today on theresarockforthat.com, I show some pictures of the stone. And if you're listening online or later in archive, you'll see it on the little pictures that go by on the slideshow on the show page here. You can see some pictures of her dragon stones. And on my blog, I posted a couple pictures, the front and back view, of the stone that I got because I got to meet my dragon during my time with Bubbles. And I've been wearing it ever since. And we'll talk about it after the interview, but there been some really remarkable things that I've noticed about working with it and being with it. It's amazing. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and play this interview that I did with Inez, or Bubbles, whichever you want to call her. And then after that, I'll let you know how you can get in touch with her if you would like to bring a Dragonstone presentation to your town, or if you would just like to contact her and get some intuitive guidance as well, because she is a life coach and a reader. She's really quite a remarkable woman. And really, that's kind of where we started with this interview. Is I asked her to kind of give her background, and you can see a short bio of her on this page here and also on theresarockforthat.com. So let's go ahead and start this interview. And just a quick note, the last Thursday of every month is our Open Lines, Open Mind show, where I take your calls and you can share your crystal journey, which is always wonderful to hear, everybody else's experiences with stones. And also, you can always ask a question about crystals, and I will try to give an answer. Or you can call in for a free mini crystal reading. But we will do that after. I already see that there's some callers waiting online here. I'm guessing probably call in. They have their hand raised. And I will get to those calls, but I'm not going to be taking them until after the interview. So just letting you know, be patient and enjoy this interview with Bubbles. Here we go.
It's a pleasure and an honor to be here with you today. My name is Ines Warwick. I'm also known as Bubbles. And a short bio on myself is I was a very strange kid and learned to read Mom's Mason jars of water when I was younger and got weirder as I went. But all through life, and probably you're the same way, I would pick up rocks that made me happy. I liked rocks. And pretty soon I had a large collection. But at a later time, I had the great privilege of becoming a secretary and then an apprentice and student to my great teacher, whose American name was Doris Twaddell, but her name is Stormy Winterhawk. She's the granddaughter of Quanah Parker and the great-granddaughter of Kiowa Comanche Mamanti, who was the Owl Chief, they called him, or the Owl Prophet. So she's really a royal bloodline, and she nurtured me and took me under her wing, so to speak, and helped me to launch not only into a different kind of a career, but to find my center to nurture and try to maximize my own potential. It was an amazing experience that went for years, and this is where I got my start. And that's my background and credentials, really, right there.
Well, those are some great credentials.
I think, you know, those years were precious, and she remained my dear friend until her death. Bless her soul. I know she's soaring with the eagles right now. I mean, what a thing. But I at some point, I was collecting and working with all kinds of rocks, anywhere from agates to zincite. I like working with all that and was really wondering about the medicinal purposes as well as emotional and spiritual benefits. And all through this, I'm thinking, why don't people embrace the natural energy and power that was placed on this earth for us to not only learn from, but heal from, grow from?
Yeah.
Just plain old rocks.
Yeah. I think of it as our birthright.
I do too.
You know?
I think it's wonderful. So, of course, I started off with a little river rock. And I don't know if people talk about river rocks very much on your show, but my teacher was very adamant. We did a lot of walking through creek beds and rivers just to find something like this one. That happens to be from the Shenandoah River.
Mm-hmm.
But I started here when she would say, now, river rock is maybe the most wonderful of all. I'm like, why? Why? She said, because they've been exposed to all four elements.
Mm.
And they have it all. And you can take a river rock and put it between your pulse points right here in your hand, where she did things the old Indian way, and says you program a river rock.
Nice.
And it will do what you need. For example, she'd say, let's make this one for health. Okay, and so, which I did on this one, and you say your little prayer and have it between the pulse points, and then you blow the breath of life
into
and
your
it's
hand.
Done. It is programmed.
Wow. That's
and
nice.
So I think if anybody wanted to start anywhere and they were looking at the ground, if they're one of these people who go and pick up rocks, you've got a start right there. It's something that could be more precious than anything you realize.
Yeah.
I see people carry them to bingo or to whatever, whatever you want to program. But the river rock is one that can handle one task, one task at a time. But it's blessed by all four elements, your prayer, your pulse, and your breath of life. And
that,
this is it.
That idea of your prayer, because a lot of times when people talk about programming stones or programming crystals, they think they have to do some big, elaborate thing. They're studying in a book and trying to memorize
exactly.
Something else.
It's so much more simple than that. It just takes the thought and your heart.
The intention.
Well, that's it. It takes that intention and the thought and the beauty of it. And when you blow your breath in, as the American Indians, of course, believe, that's your not only your blessing, but that empowers this stone. So I always keep one little river rock around just for fun. But our show this weekend
Yeah, you're doing a show here in Amarillo.
I'm doing a show, and it's at 2 o'clock on Sunday, the 30th of August. It's at the Hilton Homewood Suites at 8800 I-40 West, which is next door to Red Robin at Sauncy and I-40 on the frontage road. Okay, we're going to start there, at which time I'm going to tell the legend of these wonderful stones. And that I'll reserve for the show. But I'd like to show you some of the many beautiful things that make these different. In addition, I must say, I never give or sell a stone that has not been through a 7-step blessing process. Each one of my stones has laid a day in the Chamayo sacred dirt from Chamayo, mm-hmm. and then it's been rinsed in holy water and dried for a day. It goes all the way through different parts, American Indian, Japanese, Hindi, and ends up with my pyramid. It's mm-hmm. under a smoky quartz hung from the inside of a pyramid, and they lay there. So it's a complete 7-day blessing process for each individual stone. Mm-hmm. I wanted that to be part of what made me different with selling stones, is that I could guarantee that these can't do you any harm,
right?
But they may be able to do you very much good.
Yeah.
And most people will find themselves attracted just by sight. Ooh, that's a pretty one. And that's okay. But these dragon stones are meant to appeal to the dragon within. And everybody needs their own personal dragon. Everybody.
And that's what I wanted to ask about. The dragon stones, you know, it made me kind of think about it, because it feels like we're in a time, maybe especially now, where like this dragon energy seems to be really coming through for a lot of people. And was that part of the process for you?
It certainly was. I happened to make friends with a Chinese family that owns a quarry in the Ural Mountain Range, which is where these dragon stones come. Now, I might want to mention, there are several types of rock, including Septarian. And there are several that call themselves dragon stones.
Yeah.
Or dragon blood,
like
or something like that.
The red and green epidotes and Septarian nodules.
There's a lot of people. But these, this family and the people that I have learned all this from, they just call these dragon stones. And it's a wonderful story. I can't wait to tell the legend behind it. But let me show you some of the things. First of all, the dragon stones are a lovely complementary blend of onyx and agate, which are like sister stones.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the, so to speak, rock solid agate, which is a learning tool and a grounding tool and an honest tool, as well as the onyx, which I call a solo stone. It brings out leadership ability and assertiveness rather than aggressiveness. But in their belief, it's all a part of the dragon. You see, and everyone will find one, if not many, of their senses alive with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, each feature of the dragons, they mean something. And so I have a small booklet I'll be handing out, and I thought maybe you would like to look at it. This is one that, because we're going to have a fun little test, okay? I'm going to turn this light on,
okay.
And I'm going to let you, yes, it's fun. It's fun because the beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and I'm going to put this light on it. Maybe if somehow we can adjust it. I would like to show you some of the features. For example, here's one that is a teardrop. The teardrop, the shape tells you that this dragon is here to shed all your tears. You no longer have to shed tears. All the shapes mean something. The colored, this is the ice dragon and the blue one. That's part of the legend. But all these may look just like simple rocks until you put them in front of a light.
Wow.
Now, the Chinese believe that the true light comes from your soul. But, of course, you can see when it's up against it, just kind of looks like it might be a pretty rock.
Right.
But as you will see, this one displays certain features like the butterfly wing pattern.
Mm.
And we've got different colors. There's ghostly figures or masses that are what we call peach blow, or what jewelers call peach blow. And that's the sign that this dragon gives you its magic.
Mm.
So with the wings, you fly above your all your problems, all right. mundane earthly things, and you fly above this. I think this is a beautiful...
Well, they are so beautiful, and for anyone who's listening online, you can see on the slideshow the pictures, and on the blog is some pictures of the stones as well, and
yes.
they really are fascinating. You can imagine just staring at it all the time.
You
just
can.
Yourself.
And the odd thing is you put it on, and before you know it, you're feeling it. I'm just going to pick one, or have you pick one, any one you want, and I'll show you some of the features. What are you drawn to?
Hmm.
Anything you particularly
well,
want?
Well, you know I love this kind of stuff.
Oh, it's
what
so much fun.
Hmm.
I got to show you one that sort of looks like an alien.
Hmm.
This one. Boy, oh boy, I envy the person who gets this one. But look, it's first of all, it's in the shape of a shield.
Oh, yeah.
That's very important. But look at
well,
this.
It looks like it's in the shape of an alien face, too.
It does. And you can
like
sort of
the
see
eyes.
The eyes.
Yeah.
And you put it here and you think, oh,
and you think
my.
That's sort of the brain at the top.
Yeah. It is. I mean,
amazing.
These are all fantastic. So choose any stone you want and let's look at it and have some fun and we'll talk about. Because all the dragons have different colors, too.
Yeah.
They all mean something.
This one.
Okay. Tell me why you feel drawn to it, first of all.
Well, you know, I think, first of all, I think it's the color and the mix of color. And I just feel like it's a dragon smiling. I feel like it's
how
a red
lovely.
Dragon smiling at me.
Well, and why don't you put it in front of the light and let's look at some of the clearer other features. Look, this is what you call peach blow.
Mm.
This is, in other words, this bringing you its magic. But you also have some gold dragon, and that's for the dragon that's gold rules the treasures. Look at almost cathedral colors spread
yeah.
through there. That's very unique. And being that it's egg-shaped or oval,
mm-hmm.
that is going to be a very universal within the egg, here lies your dragon, and your.
Yeah.
If you'll look, and everybody sees something different, that almost looks like a figure in there.
I was gonna say it looks like this is the face of someone. It looks like it could be almost Mongolian.
How interesting! Is that?
Funny.
Yes.
It looks like a Mongolian man with a friendly red dragon. You know.
Oh yes, absolutely.
And he has something in his hand, it looks like, to me. It's like he's got something there. I'm not sure what
Mary,
that is.
Not everybody would see that.
Yeah.
But it's coming
really
from
weird
you.
Thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's coming
yeah.
from you.
This is so much fun going through all these beautiful stones. It's
oh, no.
Like
it gets you all hyper, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay. We were in my little booklet, I explained what a portal is.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have a portal on the front side or the back side. Or maybe all the way through. I was interested in this stone because, as you can see, it's got a triangular shaped portal. Well, the triangle is...
It's a holy stone.
It's right. It's based off the Holy Trinity.
Yeah.
And it also goes all the way through, which means this is more than just something pretty. This is a tool for the shaman, holy
yeah.
monks, people who do this. They do this...
Send your blessings through it.
Well, and they use it
yeah.
for astral travel, time travel. This is what they claim. They
yeah.
need that double portal, you see.
Yeah.
You've got it in a triangle shape, but look at this. It happens to be the eye
oh, wow.
of a dragon.
It
you
is
can
the
see
eye
it.
Of a dragon.
You see the mouth, the nose.
Yeah.
And here's its eye.
I mean, that eyebrow. Really, really evokes.
This is an amazing stone, isn't it?
It is.
Well, but they all are.
I mean, they
and
all
it's
are.
It's almost like a fire-breathing red
yeah,
dragon.
It's almost like the fire is there, the mouth is there, you can see the...
It's fantastic. Now, it's another
amazing.
Thing you want to note, it's got scales in it.
Yeah.
So this dragon tells you, I protect you like I do the scales here.
Nice.
It's got veins in it, which
yeah.
says, my blood courses through your vein.
Oh, I love that.
And so you get yourself a dragon, and you're going... This is changing me.
Yeah.
I've had some people to take pictures of their dragon when they get it, and then
it changes.
They'll take a picture a month later, 6 months later,
yeah,
and it's different.
Yeah.
I'm going, I don't know how that happens. I honestly do not.
It's what
not
they
know.
Need, maybe.
Well, exactly. But as you can tell, this just gets too fun. I don't even know where to start. But it doesn't matter, because I would like you to just keep picking things out and looking. Turns out you have a very good eye for this. And I think we can lay this right here. Look at this dragon eye.
Oh, wow. That's just gorgeous.
That's amazing. And
I mean,
there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
You've got a purple dragon with lavender.
It looks like you're looking at you.
Exactly. And the striations here, the bands, are in the colors that happen to be like lavender and darker purples, like medium. So this is definitely a purple dragon eye.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the shape of a teardrop. I cry your tears.
Wow.
You don't cry your tears. I cry them for you.
Now, the colors, you know, could we, in a sense, you know, so it's purple, you know, would we, in a sense, to associate that with maybe the crown chakra?
Absolutely. These can go, you could place one on any of your chakra points that matches the colors, and pretty much everybody knows that, or they can get that information very easily.
Yeah.
But indeed, all the, like the purple dragon, they rule consoling the morning, as well as nurturing the royalty within.
Oh, I like that.
And so
yeah,
you have on a
purple.
Yeah,
that royal color.
You ought to see, I have seen, here's an example. I had a lady with a very poor self-esteem problem start wearing her purple dragon.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Isn't that amazing? But she changed. It took about 6 months, and I didn't recognize her.
Wow.
What are you seeing there? You see the scale pattern. You see peach blow.
Yeah.
But what drew you to that stone?
You know what it was? Is this area here, I feel like it's a tail. Yeah, I felt like it was a dragon's tail.
I think
and
that's
I thought,
beautiful.
That's interesting, you know, like there's something about catching the tail of the dragon, like what that might mean.
Oh, Mary.
You
that's
know?
Deep. That's wonderful.
But you know what I mean? If you can catch
exactly.
a dragon by the tail, you know, then you can maybe, you know, feel more confidence, you know?
I think you got it. I think you have this.
Yeah.
Girl. Yeah, this is wonderful. Each person may or may not see what you see,
yeah.
But it's like art. Each stone is an individual art.
Well, and that's the whole thing is the you know, what it evokes in each person.
Exactly.
You know,
this is a beautiful little stone.
It really is. It's interesting. Who's that guy? He looks...
Mary, you're seeing.
Arabic. You know, doesn't he
when
look like
Aladdin?
When you
see a person in here, that my Chinese friends tell me, the quarry owners say, that means this dragon has an angel guide that walks with it.
Yeah,
you
he's
can
wearing
also
like a turban.
And you can see it's an eye.
Yeah.
It's a hybrid between an ice dragon or a white dragon and the blue. The blue dragons, well, I've got it in my little pamphlet for everyone to learn. Blue dragons rule peace, harmony, the skies. I mean,
yeah.
So many things that are wonderful. You'd love them.
Bring tranquility.
Gold dragons rule the treasures, so many people like that. But this one is interesting because it's got peach blow and the clear or invisible dragon as a hybrid. And they're all pretty much hybrids. Look how different it looks on the other side.
It does.
And when you have like an invisible dragon, it's like having a cloak of invisibility with a gold.
Like Harry Potter.
Like Harry Potter. So you have that. You have eyes in here.
Yeah.
But the gold is the one for treasure. Now, what is your treasure? Is it money? Is it health? It depends on the person and what would be their treasure.
What they value.
Here's the one who is the guardian of that.
Yeah. Are you ever surprised when you do your shows at the responses from people? Do they ever, you know, kind of, do you see people that kind of come out of their shell being around the stones? Because
you can't
it's fun.
Help it.
It's,
right, you can't, and I'm sure you've even noticed handling them.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
something different happening with you.
It is really, it's fantastic. It's enlivening in a way.
Each stone is an individual work of art. It is not, cannot be duplicated. It's like an investment in art, and yet you know. You'll have different wing shapes of your dragon. Some of them are will have the fins at the back because they're in the, from the sea. Some of them do not. Why are you attracted to that?
All of a sudden, you know, what's weird is there's like who's that guy? You know, that's what I was thinking is like, who is that guy? That looks in, you know, it's interesting because not only do you see like the shapes in the in even wow people. Sorry everybody, this is blowing my mind. You know, and the dragons and stuff, but it's almost like you see entire landscapes, like you see a scene
exactly
happening, which is really fascinating. And it looks like a boat.
It does look like a boat.
You know, it looks like a boat, and like maybe the dragon is like kind of cradling it for some reason. I don't know
why. What you just said and how you explained it, this is how I read a crystal ball.
Yeah.
And when I looked at the stones for the first time and went, I'm seeing them. Will everybody yell? Now, I'll tell you what.
Well, you used to teach a crystal ball
class.
I
love doing that.
It's so cool.
At first, when I started selling these, people just started going for them and just picking them out and going. I thought, they don't even know what it means. And I think, how can you
like,
do that? But then I realized it did stimulate one of their senses.
Yeah.
And they were being drawn for a reason, and if they didn't want to know what it meant, it's okay.
Yeah.
That's where they're at their level of advancement, and they just went by looks.
Right.
It's okay. I've gotten okay with that, but I keep thinking, don't you people want to know what this means and why you're drawn to it?
Yeah.
And what are you seeing that nobody else in the room can see?
Oh, right.
You're seeing it.
Yeah.
How odd.
Well, it's funny because it's that whole thing of, you know, we meet people where they are. And, you know, I feel you don't have to believe in the power of crystals for them to do their thing.
No, you do not.
You know, and that's kind of a nice thing because I think it's sort of like they're helping all these people that have no idea, you know, and would probably never believe it.
Well, there's no doubt about it. All of us, even the stones, everything is based off of a type of electricity.
Yeah.
And I always say to people who say, I don't believe in crystals, I think, do you use a remote control?
Exactly.
They use them in weapons. I mean, what do you mean? Yes, you do believe in it.
Yes.
You don't realize it, maybe. Oh, you believe. It's all about electricity, and it's so much fun.
And so what are the shows like? Because you're doing one this weekend in Amarillo. You just came from doing one in Wisconsin, and you've got one coming up in October.
In Front Royal, Virginia.
Front Royal, Virginia.
Yes.
And so what can people look forward to?
They can, for the first 15 to 20 minutes, I want to explain the blessing process.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell them the legend,
mm-hmm.
which is just charming when you listen to it. And I would like to give them one of these pamphlets that they can take. That way I don't have to talk anymore. I can say, you know what, pick up one and look in there and see what does the shape mean? Why are you attracted to this? Look for the features. Mm-hmm. I'll have a couple of lights like this, these LED lights for people.
And so people will get to hold them up to the light and kind of look through them. And this is like a fun event, you know. A lot of times, you know, when people do like, you know, you go to like, say you go to Tucson or something, you go to one of the big like stone shows, it's just kind of like walking through the stones and that's a great experience, but you get to play. That's even better.
It's up close and personal. In addition, well, let me tell you another thing that I'm playing with right now, and I'm not bringing it out. At home, I do this, but, you know, I've been a music teacher also. And so not only do the electrical frequencies, but tone frequencies, it's all based off electricity. Well, I learned a little something. I kept thinking, people would call and just say, well, shop for me. Tell me what I need. And I wanted to be more exacting than, say, a pendulum or whatever.
Yeah.
So what I did is I found a rock called Ulexulite. I don't know if you know about
it. Yeah, I've heard of it. I don't have any of it.
You can see through it.
Yeah.
And I got where I started playing with. I've got a 15-set tuning forks going from this big all the way down. So I started going, and I would do a tuning fork. and I would say write out that person's name and put that electrolyte on it, do the tuning fork, and go, oh, which one vibrates? Oh, look, let's say you. I might say, look, Mary's name vibrates the best on a musical tone of C sharp.
Right.
Well, I need a stone that matches that.
Right.
So I've gone through.
Right.
And I'll find every one of those and do and find out what their tone is. And then let's say I go, oh, this one matches Mary.
See, I like that so much, you know, because this, folks, this is really great. Because you can get 4 or 5 different books on crystals. And each of those books will tell you that a specific type of crystal vibrates to a certain number. And every book will give you a different number. I like this idea much better because it makes sense and it's testable.
It is testable. So whenever
that's brilliant.
Thank you very much. I haven't seen anybody else do that with this stone.
I've never heard of anyone doing that. That's wonderful.
I can only do it when somebody says shop for me. And so what I do is I say, well, tell me the 3 colors that you're most likely to wear. So if I came up with, let's say for you, 3 C sharps, 10 C sharps.
Yeah.
Well, she only wears these 3 colors. Let me test between these two.
Right.
This is the stone for her.
Right.
This is the one. And so when I didn't bring those for my show, of course, the tuning forks, but what I can do, and I do is let people pick out, and many times people will walk up to me and say, okay, why am I attracted to this?
Mm.
And I can turn and I can look and I can touch their hand and how they've just touched it.
Mm.
And I might be able to say, well, you've apparently been through a divorce.
Yeah.
You've got heartache here. And, you know, there's so many things you pick up. It just takes being able to be sensitive to vibrational frequencies.
Do you think the energy of the stone leaves an impression?
Yes.
Okay. That's interesting.
I can't help but think that when I see people's lives, not everybody,
mm-hmm.
everyone goes along at their own advancement speed, okay? But when I watch and see people's lives starting to change and then changing and then moving on, I can't help it.
Yeah.
Like we were mentioning before, I know when I started handling these, I started getting all giddy, as you may be able to tell. And I started noticing for myself a big change. I can't really attribute it to the rocks. Perhaps it's a coincidence, but I've gone all my life having to work with weight control.
Mm-hmm.
And since I started working with these rocks,
with the dragonstone,
with the dragon,
particularly,
it has been almost effortless. But
yeah.
I've lost 124 pounds.
Amazing.
I find myself drinking water instead of Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
I can't say it's the stone because we don't have enough testing going on here. But it does change your vibrational frequency.
Yeah. What do you find that people walk away with? Like, do you hear from people, like, after they've had their stone for a while? And, like, you were talking about just kind of some really great changes that have been coming into your life since you've been working with this. You know, what other kind of changes do?
I get a lot of feedback. I wish that I had pulled up my computer because I save all the input on that. But when I was here last time, I had a lady to buy a gold dragon, and this lady had been. She may be listening. I hope so. But, like, we talked about a gold dragon.
Yeah.
And here's some little baby dragons that are gold. But she walked in a lot of despair.
Mm.
She had had a pending lawsuit that she just couldn't seem to win. It had been going on for years.
Mm.
4 years. As well as other things. And she put that on in the first week that lawsuit settled.
Wow.
Before the end of the week, she had another windfall profit.
Wow.
Now, is it coincidence? Is it not? I don't know. But the people who wear these things are, finding out
That there's some great...
There's some kind of vibrational frequency, and it alters us. We alter it. We become like one with our dragon, see?
Yeah.
And, of course, you can think of it as just a stone.
But
I even
never
if
think
you
of
do,
it as just a stone.
Yeah, even if you do.
I think a big part of this that I really think is maybe part of why they're so helpful is that it's easy to see it.
I think so.
And, you know, I think so often, you know, if we don't have to reach for it, if we don't have to, you know, struggle to remember, like, oh, this stone is going to help me with this, I'll just keep it in my pocket. What's it doing again? You know, but if you can see it, then you believe it. And
yes.
A lot of times, you know, if you you think that you have a support, if you think you have like a dragon on your side, you know, you're going to be able to face a lot of challenges that maybe you didn't feel strong enough on your own.
Yes.
And that's okay. We all have things that, you know, we could always use a little bit of little extra help with.
And, you know, if you, now, you know, these, because they are cut stones, of course, then you can imagine they can break. Some people will drop them, they'll break.
Yeah.
But here's the belief about that. They say, well, you're supposed to glue it back together. Because it always likes to break in two pieces, it doesn't shatter. It just,
yeah.
And when you do that, it creates the scar, and that makes that stone a warrior stone.
Oh, wow. Okay,
so
that I like.
I do, too. And I don't have any warrior stones here, but I have some that have broken that I have thought about putting together and selling as warrior stones. But that proves right there when you have it. So I hope you don't break it or anything, but if you do, yank that puppy up, glue it back together, and it's a warrior.
From the very beginning, and I think I may have talked about this previously on the show, you know, that was one of the things that people struggle with, like, oh, my crystal, it broke. You know, and some people will bury the pieces in the earth. Well, this is just lovely. And these booklets that Ines includes with the presentation, it gives you everything. It talks about the color. It talks about, you know, what the dragon rules. It talks about, you know, kind of some background on the dragon and how it can help, like maybe even physically, metaphysical properties, and then also how to recharge it. You don't get that when you go to a rock shop.
Mm-hmm.
No, you get a stone, and they're like, yeah, it might be good for something, you know, depending on where you go.
Well, I like to think that.
Yeah.
What
great.
I'm doing is not only passing along blessed stones that have gone through a blessing process, but also from an educational point of view.
Oh, yeah.
It's so much more fun to know what you're getting into and how to appreciate it if you know.
Yeah.
And that's why I've chosen to make this a learning experience as well as an opportunity to view art or find your dragon.
Because I love that you talk about the shape as well, because a lot of times we don't talk about the shape of things very much. You know, we might talk about the platonic solids and leave it at that. So Plato came up with something, and we've got the tree of life, we've got the flower of life, and I don't know, geometry is important.
It is important.
But, you know, sometimes we see those kind of, you know, things of a spiral nature, you know, and stuff, and we know it means something, you know, and I love the idea of a shield and a teardrop, because I never hear shapes like that discussed, you know.
It's important. It's important. It's important what you're drawn to, you know. Gosh, I wish I had my little arrows here. Like the arrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's pointing down, it's like with the Native Americans or other societies, it means, my arrow's pointing down, I come in peace.
Nice.
Now, if you have it pointing up, depending on what culture, some cultures believe that's a very spiritual, directional, because the arrow, of course, is a directional symbol. And it's pointing up. It could mean anything up here in the universe. But for a warrior, the arrow pointing up means,
I'm ready.
I'm locked and loaded. I'm on alert. I'm not pointing it at you.
Right.
Nobody has to get hurt, but just in case. You need to know. If need be, I will protect myself and others. And so you look and see, what does this symbol mean and why am I drawn to it?
Yeah.
There's got to be something. And of course, you can tell ladies will go nutty with this, but equally so do men.
That's great.
Men are drawn to it.
The idea of people seeing these and they're connecting to different stones, is there the, you know, because that one actually made me think of it. When you showed that to me, I thought of Pompeii for some reason. And so could people be connecting to past lives through some of these things? So like somebody really drawn to that may have had lived a life in Pompeii and kind of seen something like that.
It has
like
triggered
that.
Something
yeah.
in your subconscious
yeah.
or superconscious mind. It
I
has
like
triggered
that
something
that superconscious.
Hasn't it?
Yeah, that's interesting.
And so you can't help but question and wonder.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you this. These can get intense. Like, for me, I got to get away from her tonight, or I've got happy feet all night long.
So is that, you know, do you recommend a certain length of time, or is it up to the person?
I would say that if this is making you hyperactive, be sure and take it off at night. I remember my husband, when we started getting into it, he would wear them to bed. And every morning, and he just sleeps like a log, every morning he'd get up at 3 in the morning and run to the basement where the piano was. And then he'd have to get up and go to school. And or teach school. And I finally said, what are you doing? I don't know. I'm waking up at 3 in the morning and I'm composing music. I said, from 3 to 7 in the morning? Yeah, and I can't stop myself. I said, wait a minute. Are you wearing that stone? Yeah, I wear it to sleep. Well, take it off.
Stop doing that.
Stop doing that. And so you have to kind of gauge. Sometimes it's overwhelming. Take it off. You can take it off for up to 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
We've shown you in my little pamphlet there how to do a cleanse, and you can, if you like, if it's, some people like the blue dragon has a tendency, as well as the orange one, to help you with better dreams. People who have nightmares, you can lay them next to your, you know, next to your bed
or something.
You might want to experiment. It's going to have a different and unique personal effect on everybody. It's a personal journey.
Well, I
these
can't
are stones
wait to
that are different.
Journey with my red dragon.
I love it. I hope
do.
You love it.
I love it already. It's like it's an invigorating feeling, and I'll put a picture of this on the website as well, so you can see this beautiful red dragon. Love it. Well, thank you so much. This has been delightful, and you're going to be Amarillo this weekend. I'll talk about that a little bit later
all
in the
right.
show. And then I'll also mention the show in Virginia on October 10th.
October 10th at Mountain Mystic Trading Company in Front Royal, Virginia. A lovely place with lovely people.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary. It's been just delightful.
All right. Well, I hope you all enjoyed that fun interview with Inez Weirich. And again, if you would like to get in touch with her, if you can look on my blog post and also on the show description of how to do that. She has a number that you can call, or if you want to make an appointment with her to get some intuitive consultation, you can email her at appointments4bubbles@gmail.com. And if you would like to schedule a rock showing in your area or do a long distance consultation over the phone, you can also, she has a number you can leave a message at, and that is 540-550-4297. And if you're in Texas, you can contact her assistant, Rose, at 806-731-3100. So I hope that you enjoyed that. And you could tell, I'm sure, that I had such a fun time looking through all the dragon stones and just spending time with her, too. I mean, they're really fascinating. And I came away with a dragon stone at the end of it, which is absolutely beautiful. It's a red dragon. And it just, I don't know, I found it or it found me. Okay, we're going to take a short break here for a message from our network, and then when we come back, we will do our open lines, open mind segment, and you can call in and share your crystal journey or ask a question about crystals or get a free crystal mini reading. And I've noticed during that interview, while I was playing the interview here, I got bounced out of the chat room four or five times, and I did get a message from a couple of people saying they couldn't get into chat at all. I'm sure if a lot of you are Blog Talk Radio listeners to other shows as well this week, you've noticed that there's been a lot of problems technically, and a few shows had to cancel and be rescheduled, and I'm glad that so far we are still running smoothly, and we have calls on the switchboard, and I hope that they don't get wiped out because I know they've been waiting quite a long time. So we will get to those calls as soon as we come back from this. So stay tuned, everybody.
Schedule your reading with one of the psychics at Attune. Psychicsatattune.com. Have you always wanted to create your own tarot or oracle deck but thought you needed to be a graphic artist? Self-published decks are really hot right now, and I could show you how to do this. No Photoshop required. Contact me, Mary Nail, at marynail@attunemagazine.com.
www.theresarockforthat.com. Visit the website where there's a stone for that, an idea for that, a story about that, and even a reading with solutions for that because, well, we just happen to rock like that. Need to relax? Or raise your vibration? Want to know how gems, crystals, and rocks can enhance your life? Get a crystal consultation. For entertainment purposes only, crystal consultations do not in any way replace treatment by licensed healthcare professionals. Come explore the wonders of the Crystal Kingdom at www.theresarockforthat.com.
Welcome to Attune Magazine Radio.
Welcome back. We are listening to, you are listening, I guess I'm the one talking. I'm listening to myself talk as well, to There's a Rock for That on the Attune Magazine Radio Network. And we are now, I'm going to go ahead and take a call. There is someone who has been waiting, I think, for a long time, or was waiting for a long time. They have my... Now they're waiting for a short time. I don't know. Everything's going haywire here. It's really strange with the chat room and with the switchboard. So let's just go ahead and take this call before we lose them again. All right. So this is area code 928. Caller, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Ophina from Arizona.
Hello. Did you want to share your crystal journey today, or did you have a question about crystals, or did you want a free mini crystal reading?
A free mini crystal reading.
Okay, great. And what's your question that you wanted a reading on?
I'm recently seeing someone, and I'm just wondering if I should take the relationship seriously or, you know, whatever you can pick up on it.
Okay, let's see what comes up on that. Is this one a keeper or not, basically, right? That's what we're looking at.
Put effort into
okay.
it.
Right. Well, you know, it's a funny thing, right? Especially when it's new. You know, what's interesting is the first thing that comes up when I just am working with the stones here, the first stone that comes up is a stone called Cat's Eye. And I'll tell you, it's a very interesting stone to come up on a relationship question, because so much of Cat's Eye, it's about gaining insight into things, you know, sort of, you know, like a cat's eye, you know, and you think of the wisdom there. But a lot in relationships, it does have to do with being able to understand the problems that other people have, you know. So it says that, you know, this relationship that you're starting out on with this person is going to call for compassion. This person has flaws, like we all have flaws, and it's really going to come down to, you know, you talked about whether or not to take it seriously. You know, it's not so much about that. It's going to come down to whether or not you're willing to, you know, kind of tolerate, you know, the flaws that they have, you know, because so much of relationships that become long-lasting, you know, have to do with us being able to kind of meet each other in the middle and kind of tolerate the unique things about the other person that could drive us crazy, you know. We have to kind of pick our battles and decide really what's important. Now, the other thing that comes up, you know, is a stone that it's called Libyan gold tektite. And this is a great stone for manifestation, which really indicates to me that, you know, there is going to be a more serious manifestation with this person, you know, that it's going to manifest into, you know, a relationship that's certainly going to last a while. So it's really going to be important to, you know, have that compassion there. But ultimately, everything comes down to choices. And the biggest thing out of everything here that comes up is listen to your intuition. You know, and that's something we say all the time, you hear all the time, because it's important, you know. In Cat's Eye, definitely is about having the insight and using it as well, you know. It's really saying that, you know, don't ignore the voice that says, like, I don't know, this, I don't think this is for me, or this guy really, girl, you know, is going to work out together, this relationship is going to work out together, even though things come up that really make you question it. So ultimately, you're going to have to go with your gut on this one. And, yeah, it's not going to be, you know, perfect, perfect, perfect. You know, life isn't necessarily perfect, 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 you know. So the big thing is to keep that spirit of, you know, lightheartedness. Like, don't take it, you know. I just keep coming back to that part of your question where you said, should I take it seriously? And what I'm hearing is, like, be light. You know, be light as a feather, meaning that don't put too much pressure on it to manifest into something.
That's something that's going on right now. He's kind of getting too serious, and for me, mm-hmm. There's so many differences between us. There's an age difference, a really huge age difference, and we're at different stages in our lives, so I'm just like, is this something I should consider taking seriously, or should I just walk away from it because I know in the end it's not going to work out anyway?
Okay, so when you say you know that it's not going to work out, is that your mind talking or is that your gut feeling?
It's sort of both, because I have to sort of analyze everything. Like I just said, there's a huge age difference, and he has children and I don't, and I'm just kind of barely, I want to make sure the person I end up with, that I see them for the rest of my life, you know, and this person, I just kind of don't see it because there's a huge age difference and we're just at different stages in our life.
Right. So, you know, I think in a lot of ways, I mean, I feel like what we're doing is kind of just kind of giving you a chance to kind of talk through this, you know, because it sounds like to me that, you know, especially that serious part, when I'm hearing, like, be light, not serious. I think you already kind of know the answer. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't enjoy each other's company, but the important thing is going to be to go with that instinct of yours and also make yourself clear. You say he's already kind of getting way, you know, it's too much too soon. He's already kind of pushing things in a real serious direction, and I could believe that with that Libyan gold tektite coming up saying, man, this will manifest, you know, there. I could, maybe that's that pressure that he's kind of building up there. And so it's really going to be up to you to say, you know, it's my life, my choices. I like you, but I'm not thinking I want to rush into some serious relationship right now. You know, you could approach it in that way. Because, you know, don't settle for less than what your heart's desire is. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, you sound like this just vibrant, like, you know, youthful person that, you know, there's so much left that you want to do and explore and accomplish in your life. And it may, I feel like this person feels like a weight. Do you know what I mean? Like a little bit of a, like, slowing you down a bit or pulling you back a little bit. And, you know, it's better to be clear with him about, you know, where you're at in this instead of letting him keep trying to make this manifest. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling and bright blessings to you. I think that, you know, you have a beautiful life ahead of you, you know, and like I said, don't settle for less than your heart's desire, because you can achieve your heart's desire. Don't forget that.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much, because I was just wanting validation on that.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I'll tell you what, that's mostly what so much, even when I get a reading from someone else, oftentimes it's like, yeah, I already know the answer, but it helps to, you know, hear it. And then it's like you get a chance to kind of make it objective and kind of consider it. So I'm so glad that I could be a part of that process for you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, what a lovely caller there. And I was just going to talking. I'm glad that call didn't get wiped out, because I had a few more people holding and those ones got wiped out. Okay. Blog Talk, you're going crazy. You kicked me out of the chat 5 times. Whatever. I don't know what I ever did to you. But we'll see if anybody else calls in or can call in. I had a friend that was going to, you know, have these great guests and do a call-in show earlier this week and ended up having to cancel it and reschedule it for later because the switchboard wouldn't let anybody call in. So at least there's been a little bit of progress from tech support, and I got at least one call through. I got kicked out of chat like 5 times. Oh, well. Hey, Lovey. So let me tell you just a little bit more here about these dragon stones, because I do have a you know, some of the booklet that I wanted to share about the different colored stones and the shapes and stuff. And what I thought was really interesting, you know, I ended up with a red dragon stone. And in the booklet, it says it rules romance and passion, as well as being mighty warriors and manipulating the storms when they battle the sky. And they help you to learn faster. If you're an artist, you can feel your art in a very intense way. And Inez, you know, having a musical background, I love this. She says this is an allegro con brio kind of stone color. So if you're a musician, you can have an idea of what that means. You know, the romance is a part of it as well. And the red dragon is a fierce protector. And, you know, also on a physical level, she says red dragons are excellent stones to wear for better circulation, blood flow, blood disorders, and healing of the internal organs. A lot like a lot of our other red stones, I think a bloodstone in particular that is a green and red stone that is associated with the blood. So that's kind of fascinating to me. But I can tell you, like for 2 days now, I've been wearing this red dragon. And it has had some really profound effects on me. And they have been, you know, she talked about how some of the stones, the energy can be very intense. And for me, this hasn't, I haven't felt like it hasn't been too intense. But it's been very interesting. And adding to, you know, passion and romance and protectiveness, I would also add compassion to the red dragon as well. I've had some really wonderful dreams since I've been wearing this stone. And one of them was like a, you know, it was sort of like a journey kind of dream, or almost like kind of, you know, sort of an I hate to use the term astral projection because I think that, you know, has different connotations for different people. But for me, it was sort of like that. Like in the dream, I was at this cafe, and it was very interesting. And in this cafe, you know, there were the regular people that, you know, sometimes you see in the background of dreams. I call them the dream players. I don't know who these people are, but every once in a while I think I see one in one of those faces in a crowd in my waking life. But and in this cafe, you know, amongst all those people were a couple people that, you know, I have had, you know, maybe some unresolved issues with, you know, over the years. You know, like they never quite got resolved. And you know, some conflict, some difficulty around, you know, those people for me. And they were in my dream, and the energy was so different. It was like this heavy energy of compassion, you know, heavy in a really light way, if that makes sense, which maybe it doesn't. But, you know, it was like that's what it was about. And, you know, after I woke up, I was like, wow, it was the Compassion Cafe. And it's like I woke up feeling so much lighter and like I had a burden lifted off of my heart that I didn't even recognize that I was carrying it around because it was so, you know, years ago and et cetera. But it was nice to kind of have something to help me kind of clear that out. And I woke up knowing that anytime I wanted to, I could return to that place. Kind of like you can in astral projection, you know, you can, you know, pick a place. And, you know, this wasn't a place I had ever dreamed of before, had thought of before. So I just felt like that was one of the gifts of the red dragon was to, you know, show me how to go to the Compassion Cafe and, you know, lift any burdens that I had on my heart by just having a lot of compassion, feeling a lot of compassion towards the person that I may have had conflict or difficulties for. So, I mean, look, you know, it's very intense in that way, you know. It wasn't that it was intense energetically, you know, so that I, you know, had to take it off because, you know, I said, you know, I had happy feet and needed a little bit of break from that energy, but it was intense in a healing way. So, you know, it's something to think about. You know, we talk about the effect of stones, you know, every week on this show. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, people will call in and you know, be like, I'm not sure it's doing anything. Some stones, you know, we feel the energy mildly. Others, you know, there's no question in our mind. But in others, you know, we start to feel the energy after a certain period of time with the stone, while yet others are, you know, almost instantaneously, you know. And I would say that the dragon stones are pretty powerful in that way. And it is kind of an instantaneous thing, you know, the way that they attract you, because they're just such fascinating and beautiful stones to look at. And, you know, even in their, I would say they're multi-purpose or multi-level kind of stones. You know, I just talked about all the different, you know, features of them. You know, you work with the color of them, or you can work with the shape of them. And I loved what she had to say about the different shapes of them. And the different things that you can see in them, whether it's an ear or an eye or a face or other people, or you see the tail, like I saw in that one stone we discussed during the interview, or you see the eye, or you just see the scales. You know, it's very, very fascinating. And beyond that, you know, the shape of the actual stone itself and the shape of the things that you see within it, I mean, it's really, I would say, you know, multi-level stone. And it kind of, you know, I'm already, you know, 2 days into this, working with the stone, I'm noticing things continually new every day. So definitely you want to check them out. And I'm going to go to the presentation that they're having here locally in Amarillo on Sunday, and I can report back on that. Ooh, I wonder if it's okay. Maybe I can make a short video for the YouTube channel of that and post that on the blog. So we'll see. We'll see if I'm, you know, that industrious and can pull that off, because I really want you to get some great looks at this. You know, like I said, I posted the pictures. The pictures are beautiful, but, you know, video might give us a, you know, an even more better vibe of it. So that's that about dragon stones. And before we go, because I just got bounced out of chat again. It's great that the show is still connected, though. But, yeah, and I was just going to take another call, but now they disappeared. So I don't know. I really do hope that they fix all of these tech issues with Blog Talk this week. It's been a few days now that I guess they've been working on it. I want to tell you, so we're going to wrap this up in a few minutes here. I did want to let you know what to expect on next week's show. Next week, I think, is going to be really great. We're going to have, you know, one of my favorite guests on this show, Cedar Branches, is going to be coming back, and he's going to share with us his latest journey that he took to a sacred site in Mexico, and I can't wait to hear about that. And, you know, Cedar always has such wonderful wisdom that he shares with us. So we can definitely look forward to that. That's going to be next Thursday, and I believe that is September 3rd. Whoa, can you believe it's September already? People are going back to school. But autumn is on the way, and that's my very, very favorite season of the year. So, yeah, we will have Cedar Branches on. He'll be sharing, you know, his mystical wisdom with us, and that will be next Thursday, September 3rd at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, as we usually do air the show on Thursdays at 4 p.m. And yeah, I just want to, you know, if anybody had a question that they didn't get answered today, because I feel bad that the switchboard was acting up. You can always email me at mary@pterodactyl.net. You can see that email address on theresarockforthat.com. And if you were listening and you got disconnected either on the phone or through chat, you can always listen in archive on theresarockforthat.com. And the radio archive, I'm going to, this show will be in there in about 30 minutes. I'll put that up in there in the archive, so you can always go back and listen to the whole thing there. So I wish all of you have an absolute wonderful rest of your week and a lovely weekend. And I'll see you guys next week. Bright blessings to everybody. Bye-bye.